You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College falls by a final score of 57-50 in women's basketball, but we turn the page now and we get set for men's college basketball with the Dort College Defenders taking on a Mount Marty team that has struggled this season, and those struggles have spanned a couple of years now. The Dort College Defenders trying to keep Mount Marty winless in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Mount Marty 0-18 in the conference, 1-26 overall. They also went 0-20 last year in the conference, and they closed 2013-14 season with five straight losses. So that comes out to 43 straight Great Plains Athletic Conference losses for the Mount Marty Lancers. And to say that they have struggled, bit of an understatement. But they have shown in recent weeks where they have stuck with teams for halves. And one night they're going to look for it and potentially make it a try to put together two halves of basketball. For Dort College fans, you hope tonight is not that night. The Mount Marty Lancers come in averaging 62.7 points per game. They allow 86.7 points per contest. Mount Marty season high offensive output is 79 in a game with Concordia. Mount Marty gets out rebounded 35.9 to 30.7. They convert 40.8% of their field goal attempts. They allow opponents to make 51.2%. KJ DeCristino scores 10.9 points per game. Alex Irvine's average is 10.3. Patrick Saganovich adds 7 points and grabs a team high 6 rebounds. For the Defender men, they're trying to get things figured out. It's been a bit of a struggle as of late. They've slipped to 13-15 this season, 8-11 in the conference. They continue to show flashes that they are a very good team. They played straight up with Nebraska Wesleyan for much of the contest on Saturday. Ended up losing by, what was it? Ended up being 5, a game that they led briefly in the second half, but unable to close the deal. Dort College trying to take a step towards a Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason berth with a win this evening. That's where it all starts, and then you've got to look at some combinations of potential losses in the conference where you could wrap up a berth this evening. For Dort College, this is the last game of the conference season. Leighton Sampson scores 16.1 points per game for the Defenders and grabs 4.8 rebounds and is making 61.4% of his field goal tries. Nathan Rindle scores 15.6 points per game with 8 rebounds, and he is making 45.9% of his field goals. He has a team-high 160 assists. Dalton Frankens averages 15.1 points per game. He gets 5.5 rebounds. Taylor Feenstra has lifted his scoring average to 8.1 points per game with 4.9 rebounds. Brian Sumner's average is 7.5. His minutes have diminished as of late, though, with some health issues that he has been working through. Alec Henriksen is good for 8.6 points per game. He's put together back-to-back strong outings against Briar Cliff and Nebraska Wesleyan last week. Andrew O'Donnell is at 7.4 points per game. The Defenders outscore teams 85.7 to 84.2. Rebound teams 42.3 to 35.5. They convert 46.3% of their field goals. Opponents are making 45.2% of their tries. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a rundown of the starting lineups in a moment. Starting lineups for the Mount Marty Lancers look like this. KJ DeCristino is a 6'1 senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 10.9 points per game. Derek Denning is a 5'10 sophomore from Mount Vernon, South Dakota, averaging 6.7 points per outing. Number 23, Jalen Hurley, a 6'5 sophomore from Parkson, South Dakota, averaging 6.8 points per game. Alex Irvine's a 6'4 senior from T, South Dakota, averaging 10.3 points per game. And Patrick Saganovich is a 6'6 junior from Adelaide, Australia, averaging 7 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 1, Andrew O'Donnelly, 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 7.4 points per game. Nathan Rendles is a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 15.6 points per game. J.D. Bohr, 6'4 senior from Hull, Iowa, averages 1.9 points per game. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 sophomore from Atlantic, averaging 15.1 points per game. And Leighton Sampson is a 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota, averaging 16.1 points per game. Back with the opening tip right after this. Well, change to the Dort College starting lineup, and I think there might have been a miscue at the scores table, so Taylor Feenstra in the starting lineup. In place of Leighton Sampson. Jumper from the corner, no good by Franken. But there for the follow-up is Nathan Rendles. Rendles coming off of an 18-rebound performance, a season and career high for Rendles in that loss to Nebraska Wesleyan. He gets the offensive rebound and the putback. Dort College leads 2-0. With the basketball is DeCristino. DeCristino gives to Saganovich. Saganovich goes high post to Hurley. Hurley gives it up to DeCristino. His three, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Up and running. Left side Rendles. Rendles into the lane. Nothing there. Back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell off of the glass. Good. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads it 4-0. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. Saganovich will bring it up the floor. He passes right side to Irvine. Irvine, one of two players averaging double figures for the Lancers, comes back to Saganovich. Saganovich, left elbow jumper, good. It's 4-2. 4-2, our score into the front court. Pass goes right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up. Bohr. Bohr back over to Franken. Franken right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up left side over to Rendles. Rendles on the wing, comes back outside, back to Rendles. Rendles open, look at a three, splash. Nathan Rendles with five. Dort College leads 7-2. 7-2 our score. With the basketball is Hurley. Jalen Hurley, a sophomore, passes over the top. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by O'Donnell. It will be Lancer basketball. Throwing it in will be Derek Nenning. Checking out of the contest is Taylor Feenstra. Checking into the game is Leighton Sampson. 18-17 remaining here in the first half. Dort College leading 7-2. Dort College has scored on their first three possessions. Mount Marty with their third possession right here. Pass comes into DeCristino. DeCristino guarded there by Rendles. DeCristino guarded now by Bohr. Pass to Hurley. Hurley dumps it down low for Irvine, working against Sampson. And a charging foul called on Irvine. Irvine whistled for the personal foul. Thanks tonight to Kevin Holstein, flying and buying me a concession stand hot dog. Random act of kindness from Kevin, so that is always appreciated from the Dort College faithful fan making his way down to Yankton, South Dakota for today's GPAC contest. And an illegal screen called on the defenders, so an offensive foul on one end, followed up by an illegal screen called against J.D. Bohr on the other end. And the Lancers will get the basketball back. 7-2, our score, Dort College by 5. Lancers with it, DeCristino to Saganovich. Saganovich passes right side Hurley. Hurley gives it to Denning. Denning with the basketball. Denning gives it to DeCristino. DeCristino with it on the right wing. DeCristino picks up his dribble, passes to Saganovich, working against Bohr. Saganovich, kick out pass to Hurley. Hurley over the top of Bohr, shot no good. Rebound Rendles, here we go. Dort College up and running. Rendles into the front court. Dort College with the basketball. Rendles looks for the trailer, finds Franken, now dumps to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sampson. Sampson off of the glass, good. Leighton Sampson closing in on 800 career points, gives Dort College a 9-2 lead. Lancer basketball, DeCristino. DeCristino to Saganovich. Saganovich across the timeline. Alec Henriksen will check in at the next break. J.D. Bohr gets a hand on the pass, tips it away out of bounds. Bikerk and Henriksen check in. Franken and Bohr check out. Inbounding the basketball, the Lancers will throw it in. DeCristino to toss it in. Lancers in their home whites, Nike jerseys, and Navy numbers trimmed in yellow. The Dort College defenders in their road blacks, the Under Armors, gold numbers trimmed in white. 7 to shoot for the Lancers. 3 on the way by Denning is good. Derek Denning with a 3-point bucket. Dort College leads 9-5. Rendles right side, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it at the top of the key. He's going to drive in, dumps it up for Bikerk. Bikerk with a dunk. Austin Bikerk gets it on the baseline, hammers it home. The defenders lead 11-6. 11-6 our score. Last three buckets for Bikerk, I believe, have been dunks. He had two against Nebraska Wesleyan. Now another one. Pass over the top intended for Saganovich. Tipped out of bounds. The defense applied by Sampson. Bikerk on the help defense. Lets it go out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Lancers. Dort College basketball after the timeout, leading 11-6. 11-5, that is. Beg your pardon. 11-5. Dort College with a 6-point lead. Pass goes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, dumps it down low for Sampson. They bring the double team. Kick out pass, Rindles. Rindles looks cross court. Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Ball fake, nothing there. Now Rindles back to Alec. Alec, three on the way, left wing. Good. Three-point bucket for Alec Henriksen. Henriksen with his first three. Dort College leads 14-5. Lancer basketball. Dort College showing full court pressure defense. With the basketball is Saganovich. Saganovich gives it off to DeCristino. DeCristino on the right wing working against Rindles. Picks up his dribble. Passes into the corner. Saganovich. Saganovich short. No good. There for the rebound, though, is Irvine. Irvine working against Sampson. And another charging foul called on Irvine. That's number two on him. That is not good for Mount Marty. Irvine picks up his second personal foul. So the Dort College defenders will bring the basketball up. Pass goes high post, Bikert. Bikert swings at Henriksen. Another one on the way. Three ball. Bang, bang, bang. Alec Henriksen. Couple of triples for the defenders. Dort College leads 17-5. Henriksen, I have taken note of him in the DeWitt, putting in extra work, and it pays off with a couple of made threes. Pass comes to Saganovich. Saganovich to DeCristino. DeCristino with it on the right wing. Looking down low, cross-court pass goes out of bounds. It'll be last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Mount Marty, when these two teams played back in early January, thought they played with a lot of energy and a little bit of fire. Tonight, so far, we haven't seen that. Dort College won at 78-57. Sampson had 14, Bikert 12, and that one in Sioux Center. Pass goes inside to Sampson. Sampson with a left hand. His hook shot is good, and everything's pretty free and easy for the defenders right now, 19-5. 19-5, our score. Pass to Saganovich. Saganovich in the backcourt, guarded there by Bohr. Lunging for the pass is Rindles. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Anthony Stransky for Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College gets the basketball. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken with it. Franken over to Bohr. Bohr, right side, Rindles. Rindles looking down low. Instead, he puts up a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound, Sampson. Sampson with a putback. Leighton Sampson with 6 first-half points. And the defenders lead 21-5, and just under 6 minutes into this second, in this ball game, that is. Pass goes right side with it. The Mount Marty Lancers working it to Saganovich. Saganovich. He's going to drive to the right elbow. Nothing there. Shot on the way is up. No good, but a foul on the play called as Jalen Hurley will go to the free throw line. J.D. Bohr has just picked up his second personal foul. Hunter Martin, wearing number 14. I had him down as number 4, but number 14 evidently this evening for the Mount Marty Lancers. Checked into the ballgame at the last break. Hurley, free throw is up and good. That stops a run of 12 in a row by the defenders. It's 21-6, pending another free throw from Hurley. Hurley, a 57% free throw shooter. Second free throw by Hurley. That one's straight up and straight down. Jalen Hurley, 38 of 65 for the season. Dort College leading 21-7. Brian Sumner passes it over right side to Franken. Franken to Rindles, and an illegal screen called on the defenders. That's going to go on Alec Henriksen. So Mount Marty gets the basketball back. Mount Marty with it across the timeline. They give it up to Anthony Stransky. Stransky to Martin. Martin, three. Good. Hunter Martin averaging 1.6 points per ball game makes it a 21-10 ball game. Five straight for the Lancers. Dort College leading by 11. Left side, Sumner. Sumner to Franken. Franken dumps it underneath for Sampson. And Sampson is held on the play by Taylor Millay. Millay whistled for the personal, his first. And that is team foul number three called on the Mount Marty Lancers. O'Donnell, Feenstra, Knoblaw check in, Rindles, Sampson, and Henriksen check out. Ball's inbounded O'Donnell gets it in to Nabla. Nabla to Sumner. Sumner on the left wing. Now Franken. Franken with the basketball back over to Sumner. Sumner gives it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell dumps it down low for Feenstra against Millay. They bring the double team. Feenstra fading away. His shot won't go down. Rebound taken away by Hurley. And here come the Lancers with a chance to cut it down to a single-digit ball game. Pass goes to Saganovich. Saganovich, wild shot. Good. Saganovich falling away from the hoop. Gets it to go. Seven straight by the Lancers. Left side, Nabla. Nabla to Franken. Franken drives in. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Dalton will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Also made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Franken makes both free throws. He's now 80 for 92 for the season. Dort College leads 23-12. Millay in the lane over the top of Feenstra. His shot is good. Taylor Millay, the 6'8 senior from Casper, Wyoming, makes it a 23-14 ball game. Left side pass to Franken. Franken dumps it outside for O'Donnell. O'Donnell, the weave, gets it off to Sumner. Sumner, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra facing up, nothing there. Now Franken. Franken, 17-footer on the elbow, no good. Rebound taken down by Millay. Millay will hand it off to Hunter Martin. Hunter Martin with it. Mount Marty with a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. With the basketball is DeCristino. DeCristino gets the shot to go, and he will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And Mount Marty starting to play with a little more passion than they did in the opening minutes. 12 minutes remaining in the first half. DeCristino will shoot a free throw for the three-point play opportunity. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at BohrAndSons.com, with us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. DeCristino misses the free throw. Dort College's lead is 7, 23-16. Rendell's back in the ballgame along with Bikerk. Bikerk passes back over to Nathan. Nathan drives in, double team, puts it up, good. Two-point basket for Rendell's. He's got seven, and the defenders lead 25-16. Dort College wants a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Dort College with a defensive stop on the pressure defense. Biker gets it now. Franken. Franken to Rendell's. Dort College with a 9-point lead and the basketball. 11:22 remaining. They pass it off to Samson. Samson gets his shoulders around the defensive player. He's got eight, and the defenders lead by 11, 27-16. With the basketball in the backcourt is Martin. Martin gets it away to Saganovich. Saganovich passes, and it's taken away by the defenders, and O'Donnell on a jailbreak, and Hunter Martin with fouls to give. Commits a foul at midcourt, not allowing O'Donnell the easy basket, and the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball near midcourt with Austin Biker getting it into Rendell's. 11 minutes left to go. Pass goes over to Franken. Franken puts in a 17-footer from the right elbow. Franken now makes it a 13-point lead for the defenders at 29-16. Saganovich to Martin. Martin picks up his dribble. Back over to Saganovich. Saganovich guarded there by Biker. Saganovich with it on the left side, and we've got a armbar called on Austin Biker. And for Austin, that's foul number one. Saganovich checks out of the ball game. Hurley is in. And we've also got number 50 on the floor for Mount Marty. That's Drew Chesky. Mount Marty with the basketball. Martin. Martin goes right side. Hurley. Hurley looking for someone to pass to. Instead goes over to DeCristino. Now Martin. Martin, three-pointer. Good. Hunter Martin with 6 points, and it's a 10-point ball game, 29-19. Rendell's with the basketball as we approach the midpoint of the first half. They get it over to Franken. Franken, just a foot inside the three-point line from the left wing. It's good. Dalton Franken with 6 points. Defenders lead 31-19. Hurley with it in the backcourt. Might have traveled with it. Leighton Sampson getting into the passing lane, knocking it away near the scores table. Out of bounds. Harkness is in. Bykirk is out. Henriksen is in. O'Donnell is out. Dort College will play defense. Mount Marty will inbound the basketball. 10:07 remaining. Mount Marty will be inbounding in the backcourt. They'll have 4 seconds, I believe, to get the ball over half court. Referees conferring. Luke Langner, Doug Vitava, Levi Pearson on the whistles tonight. Ross Delma conversing with Doug Vitava. And the Lancers will inbound. Lancers looking. They get the ball inbounded to Pearson. I beg your pardon, Martin. Martin with the basketball goes right side. DeCristino. DeCristino, step back, no. Decides against it. Instead comes back over to Chesky. And the ball is taken away. Here comes Rindles. Rindles does not have the numbers. He's going to try it anyhow. Drives in. Draws the foul. Jalen Hurley whistled for the personal foul. Nathan Rindles, a 75% free throw shooter, had the step. He's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. 31-19, Dort College by a dozen. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Rindles makes one of two. Defenders lead 32-19. And a foul called in the front court against the defenders and Harkness. Harkness whistled for his first personal foul. The 6'5 freshman from Westminster, Colorado, commits the foul for Dort College. Lancers will inbound. Throwing it in will be Martin. Martin to DeCristino. DeCristino passes right side back over to Hurley. Hurley to Martin. Martin gives it up to Denning. Denning with it on the right wing. Denning to DeCristino, and DeCristino is whistled for traveling. Turnover back to the defenders. Checking into the contest is Taylor Millay. Dort College basketball, Rindles. Rindles setting the offense. Passes over to Franken. Franken just inside the three-point arc. Gives it back to Rindles. Rindles kick out pass into the corner. Henriksen, another three-pointer. Shot no good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Denning. Denning up the floor to DeCristino. Lob pass over the top intended for Hurley. And the ball is tipped away out of bounds by Harkness as he defends the lob play. And it will be Lancer basketball. 23 seconds on the shot clock, 9:06 on the game clock. Throwing the ball in for the Lancers will be Martin. Martin gets it in to Hurley. Hurley working against Harkness. Pass back into the corner, Martin. Martin drives in, shot blocked by Sampson. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Dort College up 13. Pass to Franken. Franken, Rindles. Rindles, floater in the lane from 10. Good. Nathan Rindles with another two. Rindles with 10 points. Defenders lead by 15, 34-19. 8:40 remaining in the first half. Driving up the floor with it is Hurley. Hurley lost it. Rindles stripped it. Comes back right side. They dump it down low for Millay. Millay shot in the lane, no good. And now foul on the play called on Hurley on the rebound. That's number two on Hurley. And free throw time for the defenders. Both teams will be in the bonus from here on out. Leighton Sampson will shoot the one in the bonus. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Sampson. He's a 59% free throw shooter. This will be his 116th free throw shot this season. Had some moisture on the floor that they wipe off. So Sampson shooting the 1-1. First free throw on the way by Layton is up and good. He's got 9. Another one on the way for Sampson. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Sampson makes both free throws. He's got 10 first half points. Defenders lead 36-19. The defenders on a 7-0 run. In the backcourt with it is Saganovich. Saganovich working against Harkness. Saganovich on the right wing. He passes it to Matsushima. Matsushima with it on the right wing looking for Malay. Wanted a ball screen from Malay, and now a timeout called to preserve the possession. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout, Mount Marty, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We resume play. The Lancers with the basketball. Dump it down low for Malay. Feenstra holding his ground. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Taylor. Taylor with the outlet pass. Gets it away to Rendles. Rendles with it at the top of the key. Driving right side. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen tries to fire it over to Sumner. Left him a little too far. Out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball after the Dort College turnover. So the Lancers inbounding the basketball. This is Hunter Martin in the backcourt. Dort College leading at 36-19. Matsushima across the timeline. Matsushima on the left wing. Passes to Denning. Denning cut off. Gets it over to Martin. Martin to Saganovich. Saganovich, 3. Good. Patrick Saganovich with 7. And the defender lead is 36-22. Rendles into the front court. 7:25 remaining first half. Sumner passes back over to Rendles. Rendles with it. Dumps it for Feenstra. Feenstra working against Malay. Feenstra puts it up. Forced it up. Shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Harkness. Grant Harkness, offensive rebound and stick back, and the Dort College defenders lead it 38-22. In the backcourt with the basketball is Martin. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Saganovich looking for Denning. Gets it over to Denning. Denning at the top of the key, guarded there by Sumner. Matsushima looking for Malay. Feenstra matching up with him. And a hold on the play called on Dort College and Taylor Feenstra. Malay will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Potter Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Malay makes the first one, earns the second. Today's broadcast also made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Malay made the first, missed the second. Dort College leads 38-23. Feenstra gets the rebound. O'Donnell with the basketball. Right side it goes to Henriksen. Out front, Franken. Franken, 3 ball. Yes. Dalton Franken knocks down the triple. He's got 9. And the defender lead is 41-23. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Out front with it is Saganovich. Saganovich passes to Malay. Malay short jumper, 12-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Kick out pass. Alec, 3. Too strong, no good. Rebound Biker, but a foul on the play called on Mount Marty, I believe. No, they're going to call a push on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra is going to be called for a push on the rebound, his second. And with 6:13 remaining in the first half, we'll walk the other way and shoot more free throws with the Lancers and Taylor Malay. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC, and by Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. 41-25, Saganovich makes both free throws. It wasn't Malay that got them, but Saganovich instead. Dort College leads by 16. Dalton Franken in the lane. His short jumper is good. He's got 11 first half points. Defenders lead 43-25. 18-point advantage for the defenders. 5:50 remaining in the first half. Saganovich driving right side. Stops, and they're going to call Biker for a block. So Saganovich will shoot more free throws. It was before the shot, so it'll be a 1-1. Rindles and Nabla check in. Biker checks out. And for Austin, I believe that is number two this evening. Another free throw situation here for Saganovich. He makes it. He's got another one coming. Other than Saganovich, the offense has been tough to come by for Mount Marty. He's got 10. Trying to make it a 16-point game again. Second free throw is up and good. 43-27, Dort College by 16. Bringing the basketball up is Nathan Rindles. Rindles goes left side to Nabla. Nabla to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken to Rindles. Rindles turns. Double teamed. Down on the baseline. Trapped. Gets it away. O'Donnell reverses Nabla. Back over to Rindles. Rindles drives in. Nothing there. Back to Nabla. Nabla, O'Donnell. O'Donnell floater from 8. Missed it. No good. Rebound long though. Taken down by O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Sampson. Sampson trapped. Back to O'Donnell. 15 to shoot. Beg your pardon. 25 to shoot. Left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. 5:11 left to go in the half. Straight on three. No good. There for the rebound, though, is Sampson. Sampson misses a shot. Rebound cleared by Malay. Malay to Saganovich. Saganovich with the basketball. Dort College leading. 43-27. Lancers with a chance to cut into the lead. Out front with the basketball is DeCristino. DeCristino shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. And I believe that's going to go on O'Donnell. That is number two on Andrew O'Donnell. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. DeCristino makes the free throw. He's got another one coming. He's 1-for-2 today. A second free throw try on the way for DeCristino, trying to cut it down to a 14-point ball game. Mount Marty on a 3-0 run right now. This one's up and good. So DeCristino makes them both. He's 2-for-3 from the charity stripe. And the defender lead is 43-29. 4:45 and counting, first half. Left side, Franken. Franken to Rindles. Rindles, Franken, free throw line jumper offline, no good. Gets his own rebound. Getting the rebound is Rindles. Rindles fires it to Nabla. Nabla with a 2-point bucket. Pass goes left side. Dort College with a 16-point lead. Driving in is Denning. Denning jump stop, kicks into the corner. Three on the way, missed it, no good. Tap in, no good. Rebound cleared, Sampson. Sampson to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles, kick out pass, and we're going to have a charging foul called on Nathan Rindles. So Nathan picks up his first personal foul. And it will be Lancer basketball with 4:11 remaining in the first half. Dort College leads 45-29. Saganovich throwing the ball in for the Lancers. He gets it inbounded to DeCristino. DeCristino back to Saganovich. Saganovich to Stransky. Stransky with it. Stransky to DeCristino. DeCristino on the left wing. Out front. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Denning for Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball after the missed three by Stransky. Brian Sumner inbounds the basketball, gets it in to Nathan Rindles. Rindles with it across the timeline. Sumner. Sumner hands it back to Franken. Franken to Henriksen. Henriksen looking right side. And a turnover. Here comes Mount Marty. Mount Marty with the basketball. Shot, no good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Denning. Denning guarded there by Rindles. Pass comes to Saganovich. Saganovich looking down low for Irvine. They pass it down low to Irvine. Irvine working against Sampson, trying to back his way in. Shot is up, missed it, no good. Irvine gets his own rebound back. Shot is up, no good, but he's called for traveling. That was not the prettiest of possessions. Dordt College comes away with it after the turnover. Bringing the basketball up will be Nathan Rindles. Rindles with it, right side, Henriksen. Henriksen gets a ball screen, left side, Rindles. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Henriksen leaves his three-point shot from the top of the key short. Rebound taken away by Mount Marty. So the Lancers with another chance to cut into the 16-point lead. DeCristino passes it underneath to Irvine, and Irvine is fouled on the play by Sampson. Layton has just picked up his first personal foul. Free throws on the way for Irvine. So two free throws on the way for Irvine. Free throw on the way by Irvine. First one is good. He's got another one coming. Mount Marty has not done much damage from the field, but they've kept themselves in it at the free throw line. They have shot. This will be their 13th free throw shot of the half. So far they've missed two. That remains true as Irvine makes them both. 45-31, Dordt College, up 14. Into the front court, right side is Rindles. Rindles to Henriksen. Henriksen, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball looking inside. Franken to Henriksen to Rindles. Rindles, deep left corner. Bounce pass down low to Sampson. Sampson's shot in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Mount Marty. Lancers coming up with it. DeCristino. DeCristino, long three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Sampson over to Rindles. 2:15 and counting. Rindles into the front court. Nathan, spin move. Feeds the trailer. Sampson, count the hoop, and he is fouled. That's on Irvine. That's number three on him. And the defenders take a 47-31 lead pending the three-point play opportunity for Layton Sampson. Sampson now with 12 with a free throw coming. Starting to watch some of the scores heading towards halftime across the conference. We'll fill you in on those as the evening progresses. Women's basketball, Concordia has just gone final with College of St. Mary winning 74-62. Sampson's free throw is up and good, so Layton is 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Defenders lead 48-31. 2:12 remaining, first half. In the backcourt with the basketball is Martin. Martin to Matsushima. Matsushima with it, right wing. Matsushima passes to Saganovich. Saganovich, left side, Matsushima. Matsushima missed it. Rebound taken on by Harkness. Gets it away to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Left side, Henriksen. Three ball, open look, cash. Alec Henriksen with another three. He's got nine, and the defenders stretch the lead to 20, 51-31. Matsushima's in the backcourt. Fires it across the timeline to Malay. Malay, kick-out pass. Stransky. Stransky, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Layton Sampson hits the floor. He picks himself up. Rindles feeds it to Harkness. Harkness back out front. Rindles, three ball, top of the key, off the mark, no good. Loose basketball, coming away with it is Harkness. Harkness with a stick back, he's got four. Dordt College leads 53-31. 53-31 our score. Drew Matsushima. Matsushima with it. He's got it on the left wing, 1 minute remaining. First half of play, Dordt College leading. Saganovich, three, good. Saganovich with a team high, 12 points. 14, beg your pardon, and the Dordt College lead is 53-34. Henriksen, another three, he's feeling it. Right wing three, good for Henriksen. Henriksen with his fourth three, and the defenders lead at 56-34. 30 seconds left to go in the half, 21 on the shot clock. Right now there's about a 6 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Game clock at 20 now. 18, Matsushima out front. Matsushima to Saganovich, 7 to shoot. Now 5, Saganovic on the run. Kick out pass in the corner. Martin unable to get the shot off. And with 6.6 seconds remaining in the first half, Dort College will have the basketball and a chance to build on a 56-34 lead. 56-34, Dort College by 22. Inbounding is Sumner. Sumner to Rindles. Across half court, 5 seconds left. Rindles beats his man, lays it up with the right hand, 1 second left, and there you have it. Dort College gets a bucket to close the half. Rindles going coast to coast. Mount Marty does not stop the ball, and the Lancers lead it 58-34 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Thank you. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Mount Marty 58-34 at the half. Dort College has led from the start. They led 9-2 to start the contest. Mount Marty did cut it down to a 12-point game at 31-19. Dort College opened up the lead, though, at 36-19 and gradually grew to a couple dozen, and that's where we stand right now at 58-34. The Dort College defenders, 23 of 38 from the field for 60.5%, 6 for 13 on threes, 46%, 6 of 7 on free throws, 85.7%. For the Lancers, 9 for 24 from the floor, 37.5%, 5 of 12 on three-pointers for 41.7%, 11 of 13 on free throws, 84.6%. Dort has out-rebounded Marty 21-11. Turnovers, Dort College with a pair. Mount Marty has 9. Dort College has 3 steals. Mount Marty has 1. Dort College is led in scoring by Leighton Sampson's 13 points. 12 points each for Alec Henriksen and Nathan Rindles. 11 by Dalton Franken. 4 for Grant Harkness. 2 each for Patrick Nabla and Austin Biker and Andrew O'Donnell. For the Mount Marty Lancers, 14 for Patrick Saganovic. He is 4 for 5 from the floor, 2 for 3 on threes, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 6 points for Hunter Martin. KJ DeCristino has 4, Derek Denning has 3, Jalen Hurley and Alex Irvine have 2 each. Taylor Millay has 3. Rebounds, Mount Marty has 4 different players with 2 rebounds apiece. The defenders are led by Nathan Rindles with 6 rebounds. Taylor Feenstra has 4. Rindles has 8 assists thus far this evening as well. Leighton Sampson has 2 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a rundown of the Great Plains Athletic Conference scores right after this. Halftime scores in men's play. Hastings over Midland, 33-32. Barcliff over Morningside, 48-29. Nebraska Wesleyan over Doan, 49-45. Northwestern defeats Dakota Wesleyan, or I should say leads Dakota Wesleyan at the half, 43-42. Concordia dropped the College of St. Mary in women's play earlier. That was a game that started at 7 o'clock. Concordia over CSM, 74-62. CSM is now 9-12. Concordia improves to 14-7. There's a three-way tie for second place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference heading into play on Saturday. Men's standings, Barcliff has wrapped up the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. Nebraska Wesleyan is 13-5. Dakota Wesleyan is 12-6. Midland is 11-7. Concordia is in fifth place at 10-9. Hastings is 9-9. Northwestern is 8-10. Dort College is 8-11. Morningside is 7-11. Doan is 6-12. Mount Marty is 0-18. Dort College by 24 at halftime, 58-34. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading Mount Marty 58-34. At halftime, both teams out of the locker room warming up for the second half of play. The Dort College defenders will be back in action Saturday in men's basketball as they host Grace in non-conference play. This marks the conclusion of the Great Plains Athletic Conference regular season for the defenders, and depending on how things shake out this evening, we might know if Dort College has made the playoffs after this evening's contest. We'll have to need a combination of a Dort win and one other thing to happen for certain for Dort College to lock up at least a spot in the top eight, and that other thing would be Morningside getting beaten by Briar Cliff. That would take Morningside out of the hunt for a top eight spot, and right now things looking favorable for that to happen, but still a half to play in Sioux City as well, where Morningside trails Briar Cliff 48-29. Tomorrow night, Dort College men's volleyball as the defenders host Missouri Baptist. Then it's Lindenwood Belleville on Friday, 7 o'clock on Thursday, 6 o'clock on Saturday. Those volleyball matches will be available via webcast at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with Bohr, Franken, O'Donnell, Sampson, and Rendles on the floor. I would say their original starting five, but something happened at the scorer's table before the start of this contest, and you ended up with Sampson having to go to the bench, and Feenstra started the game on the floor for the defenders, and the Lancers and defenders will play this one out in front of a nearly vacant Laddie E. Semple Arena as the fans empty out after the halftime entertainment with a lot of youngsters, young cheerleaders in training, and after that things really emptied out. Mount Marty misses the shot, rebound taken away by the defenders. Franken passes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, double team, comes back over to Rendles. Rendles at the free throw line. Into the corner, O'Donnell, 15 to shoot. Now Rendles. Rendles, top of the key, bounces it down low for Sampson. Sampson, turnaround, shot no good. Rebound tipped and taken by Franken. Franken to Rendles. Rendles in traffic, off balance, shot no good. And the rebound is taken down by Irvine. Irvine over the basketball. Dort College, some pretty good looks at the basket, unable to convert. Mount Marty coming back the other way. Ball taken away by Franken. Franken, one player to beat. He's on the breakaway, lays it up with the right hand, good. Dalton Franken with 13. Dort College leads by 26, 60-34. 60-34, our score. Into the front court, DeCristino. DeCristino to Denning. Denning feeds it down low for Irvine. Irvine with the basketball. 1 minute gone in this half. Shot from the top of the key by Hurley. Hurley with five. 60-37, Dort College down 23. Right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell bounce pass inside to Sampson. Sampson too strong with a shot off the glass. Rebound taken away by the Lancers. DeCristino up the floor with the basketball. DeCristino looking, gets it away to Denning. Denning drives in, off-balance shot, throws it up, no good. Rebound Irvine. Irvine's shot is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Alex Irvine will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive, and by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Dort College's lead is 20, 60-40. Franken right side, O'Donnell, O'Donnell, Franken, Franken, quick on the trigger, shot no good from the top of the key, rebound cleared out by the Lancers, and Saganovic. Saganovic to DeCristino, DeCristino, Saganovic, Saganovic, Denning, Denning over the basketball, Denning in traffic, kick out pass, DeCristino, DeCristino, double clutch, three, no good, rebound cleared by Bohr, Bohr to O'Donnell, O'Donnell over the basketball, sidesteps, DeCristino, passes left side to Bohr. Bohr with it. Bohr gives it up to Rendles. Rendles out front. Nathan over the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play called on Irvine. And that's going to be number four on Irvine. And Irvine, the senior from T, South Dakota, can't believe it. He's going to check out of the ball game. So free throws on the way. No free throws here. Rendles will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. And a hold on the play called on Millay now. So Millay whistled for his second personal. Well, lengthy conversation happening over on the sideline in front of the Mount Marty bench as Irvine checks out of the ballgame. Pass goes into Austin Beikert. Beikert finishes at the rim. He's got four, and the defenders lead 62-40 on the inbounds play. Beikert playing the point now on the pressure defense. Pass to Denning. Denning shot blocked by Sampson. Rebound Denning. Denning drops it off for Millay, and Millay lowers his shoulder, and he gets called for a charge. Taylor Millay whistled for his third personal foul. And the North College defenders will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Well, we had a pause in the action. And it appears that we are ready to begin again. 17-20 and counting, North College basketball. Lancers in a zone. Looks like a 2-3. Beikert drops it inside for Sampson. Sampson tries to fire it back out to Austin Beikert. Goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. 17-14 remaining in regulation. North College leading by 22. Saganovich up the floor. Saganovich passes into the corner. Hurley. Hurley gives it up. Millay. Millay, two-point basket. Good. He's got five. 62-42. North College by 20. Right side of pass, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Rendles. Rendles, Sampson. Sampson, jump hook in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Millay. Millay with the basketball. Millay gives it up to DeCristino. DeCristino, right side, Hurley. Hurley driving in. His shot off of the glass, no good, but a foul on the play called on Dalton Frank and his first. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Free throw by Hurley. Off the mark, no good. He rattles it. He's got another one coming. 5 points for Hurley. Feenstra is in. Sampson is out. O'Donnell also checks out of the ballgame. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. Hurley with six. Dort College lead 62-43. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen to Franken. Franken to Feenstra. Feenstra double team. Now Rendles. Rendles laying good off the give from Feenstra. Nathan Rendles with 14, and the defenders lead 64-43. Into the front court with the basketball. DeCristino to Millay. Millay muscles it up. Good. Taylor Millay with 7 points. Dort College leads 64-45. Rendles with it on the right elbow. Now Franken. Franken puts it up, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's called on the Mount Marty Lancers. And that foul called on Denning is his first. Rendles gets it in over the top. Franken. Franken to Henriksen. Henriksen to Beikert. Beikert goes baseline and slams it home. Austin Beikert with 6 points. Dort College leads 66-45 as Austin Beikert throws one down after the baseline move. 15:48 remaining. Left side with the basketball. Lancers, Saganovich. Saganovich, three, banks it in. It's good. Sometimes you miss it so badly it goes in, and that time Saganovich banks it in from the right wing. Didn't hear him call bank. Pass comes out front to Franken. Franken to Beikert. Beikert looking down low for Feenstra. Gives it up Rendles. Rendles on the right side. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen tries to feed it off to Rendles, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Mount Marty within 18 right now. .15-21 remaining in regulation. Martin with the basketball. Hunter Martin takes it across the timeline. He passes right side to DeCristino. Into the corner, Martin. Martin three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by the defenders. Mount Marty fans who are here wanted a foul called on Henriksen. Henriksen in the lane. His shot is up, no good, but he's fouled on the play. So two free throws on the way for Alec Henriksen. Henriksen with 12. So Alec Henriksen to shoot a pair. Henriksen, a 64% free throw shooter. First one is up and through. He's got 13. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Malay checks out of the contest. Checking into the game is Chesky. Another free throw on the way for Henriksen, and Henriksen makes that one as well. He's got 14. Defenders lead by 20, 68-48. Saganovich with the basketball. He passes right side to Martin. They feed it down low for Chesky, and a foul on the play called on Taylor Feenstra. That's his third. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Inbounding the basketball, Mount Marty, trailing by 20. They get it in to Saganovich, blocked by Harkness, rebound Feenstra, and we've got a hold called on Mount Marty. Foul's going to go on Mount Marty's Patrick Saganovich. Saganovich whistled for his first personal, and that is team foul number 6 already on the Lancers in this half. Silly foul that time as Saganovich simply reached out and grabbed the jersey of Taylor Feenstra. And now we've got a foul on the other end. This one's going to go against Dort College and Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for foul number 4. Can't keep him out of foul trouble right now. Taylor will check out of the ballgame. Leighton Sampson checks into the contest. He had 13 points at halftime. He's been scoreless since. Pass floated over the top to Martin. Martin with the basketball. He'll spot up, put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound O'Donnell, and now a push called on Mount Marty, and Stransky on the rebound. And O'Donnell will shoot a 1-1. This one could take a while yet. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. O'Donnell makes the first free throw. He makes the second. He's got 4 points, and the defenders lead at 70-48. DeCristino in the backcourt picks up his dribble, lofts it over the top. He finds Stransky. And a foul called on the offensive end for Mount Marty. It's going to be against Dort College and Andrew O'Donnell, and Andrew has picked up number 3. Team foul number 5 on the defenders. 12 fouls called here in the first 6 minutes of the second half. Lancers inbounding. They throw it in over the top. Saganovich. Saganovich to Martin. Martin reverses outside. DeCristino. DeCristino goes baseline. Shot no good, but he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line, and he'll shoot a pair. No, they say he stepped on the baseline out of bounds. My mistake. So no foul call that time. He stepped on the baseline. Henriksen with it out front. Alec with it on the wing. Out front, Bohr. Bohr gives it up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell to Harkness to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. 13 to shoot. Dropping it off is Henriksen trying to find Harkness. Saving it in is Sampson, but here comes Mount Marty. Driving in, shot is blocked by O'Donnell. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. O'Donnell slaps that one off the backboard. Harkness, O'Donnell, and Bohr check out of the ballgame. Checking in, Rindles, Bikerk, and Franken. Pass comes in over the top to Hurley. Hurley. Shot is up, short, no good. And he tried to jump hook over the top of Sampson. Henriksen, ball fake. Shot, no good, left it short. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Rindles. Rindles, Bikerk. Bikerk down to the baseline. Bikerk, layup, good. Austin Bikerk with a 2-point bucket. He's got 8. And the defender lead is 72-48. Dort College threatening to blow it open again. Pass goes over the top for Hurley. Hurley guarded there by Bikerk. passes off. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Biker. Missed shot, that time by Chesky. Down to the baseline. Henriksen to Sampson. Sampson, two-point basket, good. He's got 15. And the defenders lead by 16, 74 to 48. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Lancers. Back with more after this. Dort College, after the timeout, charged by Mount Marty. Dort College in pressure defense. Hurley passes it off to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Martin is fouled on the play. Pass goes in, and it's tipped away by Austin Biker. It will be Mount Marty basketball again. And Mount Marty throws it in again. This time it's Jalen Hurley getting the inbounds pass. DeCristino trying to feed it down low. Beg your pardon, that's Stransky trying to feed it down low. Ball's tapped away out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. Throwing it in is Hunter Martin. Martin looking, passes over the top to Chesky. Chesky with it. Matsushima with it. Matsushima picks up his dribble, passes back over to Hurley. Hurley working against Rindles. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Biker. Comes over to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. North College 74, Mount Marty 48. Bounce pass inside to Sampson. Lay in good. Layton with 17. The assist to Frank, and as he was able to thread the needle from the wing, Lancer basketball, Matsushima up the floor, Hurley to Chesky, and the ball is tipped away by Sampson out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball, inbounding, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Checking out of the contest is Rindles. Throwing the ball in will be Matsushima. Throws it in to Hurley. Hurley with the basketball. Hurley to Martin. Martin, Matsushima. Matsushima, Hurley. Hurley to Stransky. Stransky, Matsushima. Matsushima, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Nabla over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Nabla. Nabla with the basketball back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell driving in. A little bit of contact and the foul's called. Fouls charged to the Mount Marty Lancers, and that one's going to go on Martin. It's number four on him. Free throw by O'Donnell, no good. He's got another one coming. Another one on the way. O'Donnell. So another free throw coming here for Andrew O'Donnell. This one's up, left it short, no good. North College fails to convert on the free throws. Could have pushed the lead up to 30. Instead, it stays at 28. Into the front court, DeCristino. DeCristino gives it up to Denning. Denning right side, Hurley. Hurley to Saganovich. Saganovich, 19 points. And the defender lead is 76 to 50. O'Donnell with the basketball. Andrew with it on the right wing. Comes back over to Biker. Biker to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Left side, Biker. Biker down to the baseline. Has it tipped away. Last touch by Mount Marty. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 10:57 remaining. And we've got a foul on the play called. That's going to be on Hurley, and that's number three. So Biker will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Biker with 8 points. Freshman from Jenison, Michigan. Nine now as he makes that free throw. 73. Free throw attempts so far this season for Biker. He's made 45. Trying to extend it back to a 28-point ball game. Second free throw for Biker is up and good. Biker makes them both. He's got 10. And the defenders lead 78-50. Mount Marty basketball. They get the ball inbounded to DeCristino. DeCristino with it in the backcourt. Picks up his dribble. Fires it over to Denning. Open look at a three for Denning, and he buries it. Derek Denning with his second three ball of the game. Dort College leads 78-53. Right side pass, Sumner. Sumner feeds it down low for Feenstra. Has to come out to the perimeter to gather it in. Now Sumner, right side, Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken, free throw line jumper, wave it off. He was fouled before the shot. He'll go to the free throw line for two. So two free throws on the way for Dalton Frank, and he's got a baker's dozen right now. He'll try to make it 15 this evening. Right now, game honors to Sampson with 17. I beg your pardon, team honors for Sampson with 17. Game honors, Patrick Saganovich with 19. Franken makes the first free throw. He's got another one on the way. Franken is now 3-for-3 this evening. 14 points, now 15. 80-53, Dort College in front. Dort College in the driver's seat, 10:31 remaining in regulation. Into the front court is Saganovich. Saganovich trying to drive to the right side. Henriksen coming on the help defense. And a foul called on Saganovich. Saganovich whistled for his second. And the defenders will bring it up, O'Donnell. So a moving screen called on Saganovich. Henriksen tries to feed it down low to Feenstra. Feenstra can't hang on to it. Loose basketball, DeCristino. DeCristino with it on the wing. Reverse layup, Saganovich. Saganovich, layup, good. 21 for Saganovich. Dort College leads 80-55. Right side of the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen, Sumner, Sumner, Feenstra. Feenstra with it, and Feenstra is going to be called for traveling. J.D. Bohr will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Brian Sumner. K.J. DeCristino with it in the backcourt. Goes to Saganovich. Saganovich back to DeCristino. Under 10 to go in this contest. Denning, three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Harkness off the deflection. O'Donnell driving in. O'Donnell layup, right hand, good. Andrew O'Donnell with six. Dort College leads 82-55. 82-55, coming back the other way. Three from the corner by Hurley, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell up the floor, passes to Bohr. Bohr, Henriksen. Henriksen on the baseline. Henriksen takes it up strong. Layup is good by Alec Henriksen. He's got 16. 84-55, Dort College leading. Pass goes left side. This is Denning. Denning is fouled on the play by Henriksen. Alec whistled for his second personal. Taking a look around the conference, Briarcliff leads Morningside 88-56 with under six to go. Dakota Wesleyan leads Northwestern 70-63 with 7:37 remaining. Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan locked up at 87-86. Doan leading in Crete, 2:27 left to go in that one. First free throw by Denning is good. 7 minutes to go. Midland leads Hastings 69-65. First free throw by Denning was good. He's got another one coming. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Second free throw by Denning is good. So Denning makes them both. He's got eight. And the defenders lead 84-57. With the basketball out front is O'Donnell. O'Donnell, top of the key to Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles to Bohr. Bohr to Henriksen. Henriksen drops it off for Harkness. Harkness layup, good. Grant Harkness with 6 points, and the defender lead is 86-57. Quickly up the floor, Saganovich. Saganovich goes to DeCristino. Underneath, Malay. Malay, layup, good. He's got nine. 86-59, Dort College leading. Into the front court, Rindles. Rindles to Bohr. Bohr to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell thought about shooting the gap, instead retreats back to the perimeter. 20 to shoot. Henriksen to Rendles. Rendles down low to Harkness. Harkness with the basketball. Harkness back out front. Henriksen, long three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Rendles, and Rendles is fouled on the commits the foul on the play, and for Nathan, that's number two. Well, I'm watching with a great deal of interest this game over at the Corn Palace. 6:31 left to go in that one. Dakota Wesleyan leads Northwestern 73-68. Briarcliff is going to beat Morningside. That one's out of reach at this point. 4 minutes to go. Briarcliff by nearly 30. Looks like 28. The other one I'm watching closely is going to be that Wesleyan-Doan contest in Crete. Saganovich, free throw up and through. Saganovich now with 22. And the defender lead is 86-60, pending the free throw, and he makes them both, 86-61. Rendles with the basketball. Rendles picks up his dribble, passes left side board, looking for Sampson, goes to Henriksen. Henriksen to Rendles. Rendles rolls it inside for Sampson, double teamed. Back to Rendles. Now they go Sampson. Sampson hook shot in the lane, good. Leighton Sampson with 19. Dort College leads 88-61. Coming back the other way, Mount Marty basketball. Dort College in command. DeCristino thought about the step back. Instead goes to Saganovich. Saganovich to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Denning. Denning ball fake. Henriksen doesn't give any ground, but he's called for a foul. And Denning will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Well, it certainly would appear that this game is probably going to be the last one completed because of both teams in the double bonus. Denning will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Denning with 8 points, averaging 6.7 points per game. Free throw up, no good by Denning. Another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore. Located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Denning makes one of two free throws. Defenders lead 88-62. Up the floor with the basketball is Voss. Voss drops it in for Sampson. Sampson double teamed. Sampson is stripped and loses it, and they say he touches it last. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. .708 remaining in this contest. Bringing the basketball up, Doan. Lob pass over the top for Irvine. Irvine playing with four personal fouls. Sampson taps it away out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball on the sideline. Pass comes in to Denning. Denning working against Nabla. Denning, kick out pass. On the way, Martin, shot no good. Long rebound, Martin tracks it down. Coming back the other way, shot on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Rendles. And Rendles passes off to Voss. Voss with the basketball. Danny Voss into the ballgame at the last break. Now Nabla. Nabla with it. Nabla to Sampson. Sampson, a lot of contact, gets it to go. Leighton Sampson with a two-point basket. Quickly back the other way. They drop it off into the corner for Denning, and Denning knocks down the three. Three-point bucket for Denning. Dort College leads 90-65. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more after the timeout right after this. Timeout gets a hook shot in the lane, 92-65, Dort College leading. Irvine off of the glass, answering for Mount Marty. He's got seven, 92-67. With the basketball, right side, Nabla. Nabla passes it back, left side, Henriksen. Henriksen, Feenstra, 5:35 left to go in regulation. Feenstra picks up his dribble, comes over to Nabla. Nabla to Voss. Voss off of the glass, no good. Rebound, Feenstra. And Feenster is going to be called for steps. Dort College will play defense. Mount Marty gets the ball on the turnover. Pass comes into DeCristino. DeCristino with it. DeCristino takes it across half court. He gives it up to Denning. Denning driving the lane. Kicks it into the right corner. Martin. Martin shot no good. Rebound taken away by Nabla. Nabla with the basketball. Nabla feeds it inside for Danny Voss, and we've got a kick called on Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 5:02 remaining. Inbounding the basketball is Voss. Comes back to Nabla. Nabla back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell in traffic. Drops it off for Feenstra. Feenstra count the hoop and he is fouled. Feenstra will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. And a foul on the play called on Irvine. So Irvine fouls out of the contest with 7 points this evening. Free throws on the way for Taylor Feenstra. 94-67, Dort College in front. And Feenstra makes the free throw for the three-point play. Lancer basketball bringing it up is Stransky. Stransky to Denning. Denning on the right wing. Denning comes back to Martin. Martin with the basketball. Denning. Denning driving the lane, loses it. It's taken away by Feenstra. Feenstra over to Voss. Voss to Nabla. Nabla, right-handed layup, good. Patrick Nabla with 4 points, and the defenders up easily in this one. 97-67, and a three-pointer from the corner for Denning. Denning with another three. Dort College leads 97-70. Shot no good. Put back attempt by Feenstra, and Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line for more free throws. He's got 5 points. Well, they've just gone final in Crete, where Nebraska Wesleyan holds on to defeat Doan 95-93. Dakota Wesleyan has opened up a 10-point lead on Northwestern at the Corn Palace, 83-73, with 3 minutes remaining in that one. Free throw by Feenstra. He makes one of two. Pass goes to Cooper. Cooper to Voss. Voss, right side it goes, Nabla. Nabla to Voss. Voss drops it inside for Feenstra. Feenstra against Malay. And Feenstra's two-point bucket is good. Feenstra with 8 second-half points, and the defenders have 100 points. They lead 100-70, 3:40 remaining. Denning, ball fake, step back, gets it back over to Hurley. Hurley taken away by Voss. Voss with the basketball. Voss trying to find Cooper, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Mount Marty basketball. So Mount Marty brings it up. Dort College in front comfortably. Shot for three, no good. Rebound weak side taken away by Denning. Denning, left side Stransky. Stransky to Denning. Denning, three, top of the key, got it. Derek Denning with his fifth three. He's got 18. Dort College leads 100-73. 2:58 and counting. Right side, Nabla. Nabla gives it up to Bohr. Bohr to Cooper. Cooper gives it up inside Harkness. Harkness to the cutter. Bohr. Bohr. Layup. Good. J.D. Bohr with his first points this evening. And the Dort College lead is 102-73. Driving the other way is Martin. Hunter Martin gets it away. Right side Stransky. Stransky Denning. Denning driving in. Shot is blocked by Harkness out of bounds. It'll be Mount Marty basketball with 2:29 left in regulation. So Saganovich checks back into the game. Inbounding is Martin. Martin gets it in. Now gets the return pass. Right corner three is good. Hunter Martin with nine, and the Dort College lead is 102-75. Out front, Danny Voss passes over to Ross Cooper. Cooper to Nabla. Nabla gives it up. Bohr. Bohr with it. Deep right corner. Bohr with the basketball. Voss. Voss drives in. Left-handed layup blocked by Millay. Rebound cleared by Mount Marty. 2 minutes remaining. Mount Marty trailing 102-75. Three-pointer from the corner is good for Stransky. Stransky with a three. It's 102-78. Dort College, I beg your pardon, 102-79. Bringing the basketball up is Danny Voss. Voss passes right side to Nabla. Nabla, Cooper. Cooper looking for Harkness. The ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Mount Marty will empty their bench. Pass comes right side, Voss. Voss to Bohr. Bohr with it, right corner. Fires it back over to Danny. Danny kick out, Bohr. JD puts up a three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound Harkness. Harkness, Nabla. Nabla, Cooper. Cooper will drive in. And Ross Cooper is fouled on the play. He'll go to the free throw line. And will shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So two on the way for Cooper, the freshman from Applington. First free throw on the way for Cooper is up. Off the heel, no good. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw for Cooper. And he rattles that one down. So Cooper goes one of two. Mount Marty basketball, so Cooper one for two, so he's in the scorebook with a point. And a cut into the lane, and we've got a foul called on Danny Voss. Zach Tellis will go to the free throw line. And he's two for two this season from the free throw line. He'll shoot a pair. First free throw by Tellis is good. Got another free throw coming. 106 left to go in regulation. Dakota Wesleyan leads Northwestern 89-79 at the Corn Palace. Second free throw is up and good for Tellis, so he's got two. Dort College leads 102-81. Game was really not that close. Voss underneath Bohr. Bohr stripped. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mount Marty. It'll be Dort College basketball. Danny Voss inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Danny looking, still looking, has Cooper open over the top, gets it to Ross. Ross comes back over to Voss. Voss with the basketball. Danny with the basketball, his shot right-handed layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Mount Marty. Here come the Lancers. 103-81. Dort College in front. Picking up his dribble is Matsushima. Matsushima passes it off. They dump it down low. Jeremy Grundmeier. Shot no good. Rebound Cooper. Under a half minute to go, and that's going to do it. 103-81. Dort College will walk it up with Danny Voss. Mount Marty will remain winless in the conference. Dort College will improve to 9-11 to wrap up the conference season. 14-15 overall. And the Dort College defenders secure a spot in the postseason tournament with a win here this evening, combined with some losses in the conference by some other teams. Our final score, Dort College 103, Mount Marty 81. Wireless World postgame wrap begins now. Wireless World postgame wrap, the Dort College defenders victorious today, 103-81 over the Mount Marty Lancers. Nord College, 40 of 67 from the floor, 6 of 17 on 3, 17 of 22 from the free throw line. 59% from the floor, 35% from the three-point line, 77% from the free throw line. Mount Marty, 24 of 60 for 40% from the floor, 13 of 33 from the three-point line, 39.7%, 20 of 24 from the free throw line for 83.3%. Nord College held a 41-25 rebounding advantage, 13 turnovers for the Lancers, 10 for the defenders. Nord College was led tonight by Leighton Sampson with 21 points. He was 9 of 13 from the floor, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He also grabbed 5 rebounds. 16 points for Alec Henriksen, 5 for 10 from the floor, 4 for 9 on threes. 15 points for Dalton Franken, 14 for Nathan Rindles, 10 for Austin Bikerk. He was 4 for 4 from the deck. 6 points for Andrew O'Donnell, 6 points for Grant Harkness. He was 3 for 3. Patrick Nabla, 2 for 2 for 4 points. Ross Cooper added a free throw for 1. J.D. Bohr also had a basket for 2. Patrick Saganovich had 23 to lead the Lancers, 18 for Derek Denning. 9 points for Martin, Hunter Martin, 9 for Taylor Millay, 7 for Alex Irvine, 6 for Jalen Hurley, 4 for K.J. DeCristino. Rebounds, Taylor Feenstra had 7, Nathan Rindles had 7, Andrew O'Donnell had 6. Rindles had a double-double, he had 10 assists. 5 rebounds for Leighton Sampson, 4 for Grant Harkness, 4 assists for Henriksen, 3 for Dalton Franken. K.J. DeCristino had 6 assists. Jalen Hurley had 4 for the Lancers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders victorious tonight over the Mount Marty Lancers. 103-81, the Dort College Defenders improved to 9-11. The Dort College Defenders improved to 9-11. They finished the conference season 9-11. They go to 14-15 overall. Coach Ross Dalma joins me now. And Coach, good start by your team this evening. You always worry about these contests going on the road in the midweek and maybe a sluggish start, but your team focused from the start. I believe you got up, 9-2 at one point. Mount Marty tried a couple charges, but you were in control from the start.
Yeah, Mike, I thought our guys played very well tonight throughout. I thought that was largely the result of the practices that we've been having. Even last week when we got beat against Briarcliff and Nebraska Wesleyan, I thought we practiced very well, and I thought we were improving as a team, and I think tonight we saw a little bit of that. I thought we played a nice game overall. We wanted to get the possessions up, obviously, because we felt that our depth was a little bit better. And as a result, that was a very high-scoring game, but I was pleased with the way we played. Held Mount Marty to 40% from the floor, which was good, and we rebounded it very well. So those were the things that we felt we needed to do, high-possession game with a lot of pace, and we were able to establish that.
You did not fall into the trap of settling for jump shots. So you got good shots. You end up with 67 shot attempts, 17 of them three-pointers. Alec Henriksen got rolling a little bit, so he ends up with 9. But I've seen that where you fall into the trap down here at Mount Marty. You feel like you've got to win. You want to score 10 points in one possession, and you end up falling into the trap of shooting threes. Your team didn't do that this evening.
No, I thought our shot selection tonight, Mike, was really good. I thought our guys were very unselfish. We made the extra pass when we needed to, and we were probably a little bit unselfish to a fault at times, which is what you want to see. I thought our ball movement in the first half was very good. I thought it set the tone the way we passed through the first 4 minutes of the game, and we continued that throughout.
Leighton Sampson, 21 points, 9 of 13 from the floor, 16 points for Alec Henriksen. Back to that balance that we were used to seeing early in the season.
Yeah, it's really good that we've got some guys on the same page right now. And again, we could have had any one of those guys really take a lot of shots, but I felt that again we shared it well and we put each other in good positions to be successful tonight.
Coming up, you've got Grace on Saturday, a non-conference contest. The way it looks, if we've got everything penciled out correctly, in all likelihood you're the 7 seed going into the conference tournament next week. Of course, everything's got to be finalized on Saturday. Grace, a team that has been playing some Great Plains Athletic Conference teams very difficultly, or they've been putting up some pretty good numbers against some pretty good teams, Coach.
Yeah, they've been very competitive. They're a very good team. They've got some very dynamic guards. They play at a high rate. That program has really come a long ways in the time that I've been at Dort in the 7 years here. They are a team that is recruiting a lot of really good players. As you know, they're trying to go NAIA, and they have really upgraded. It'd be a very difficult challenge for us with all the athleticism they put on the floor.
Then looking forward to next week. We'll worry about next week, I guess, next week. Right now, the first order of business, try to get back to 500 and finish up 15-15 on Saturday. You need that win on Saturday to accomplish that feat.
We do. That's important, and it's also important that we go out and play what's likely going to be our last game in DeWitt. We've struggled there. We want to get back on top there and send Nathan and JD out in good fashion.
Coach, anything else you want to add on this Wednesday evening in Yankton? Otherwise, I'm ready to close it down and head home.
Let's hit the road, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are your final scores. Dort College over Mount Marty, 103-81. Hastings over Midland, 83-81. Briarcliff over Morningside, 91-66. Nebraska Wesleyan held off Doan, 95-93. And it was Dakota Wesleyan over Northwestern, 92-79. We'll be back on the air this Saturday. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. The Dort College Defenders taking on College of St. Mary in women's play, Grace in men's play. Till then, our final scores once again, women's play. Mount Marty holds off at Dort College, 57-50. Dort College wins the nightcap in men's play, 103-81. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.